This one would be a tough one tonight for the Scott City Lady Beavers as they ran into the number two ranked team in Class 4A and the number one seeded team in the 4A West, the Wellington Lady Crusaders. It was a dominant performance for Wellington as they went at 56-22. Scott City just turned the ball over 26 times tonight, way too many times. They did force Wellington into 16. They were out-rebounded by the count of about 28-19, but Lady Beavers gave it a good effort, but just the length and Wellington's just a deep team, and they are a very solid team, and that's why they've won now 20 consecutive games here. But the Lady Beavers did give it a good effort, just too many turnovers tonight. The story in this one is they had 8 from Chris Irvin, who tied a career high. Erica Felker had 7 in her final game as Lady Beaver. She started 86 games of her high school career. All 4 years, she was the starter for the Lady Beavers. Also, Cheyenne Kramer scored 2 points in her last game as a Lady Beavers. They finished 11-11, but there's been some bright spots at times this year. There's been some tough spots at times this year for this team. It just wasn't meant to be tonight for Scott City as they could not shoot very well. That was largely in part to the length of Wellington and the pressure that they can put on a team here. But give it a credit to Scott City, a 3-win improvement from a year ago, their first sub-state finals game in 4 years. And Wellington, they'll head to state for the third consecutive year. This is a team with no seniors. I tell you what, this is a team to watch out for at Salina. They were led by Lindy Barton with 13, sophomore Val Norwood, a junior of 14, and 12 for Britt Zika, junior. This is a team that's long, they're deep, very athletic, and I tell you what, they've got all the pieces to make a deep run in the state tournament. The Lady Beavers end a great season, though, at 11-11 and a 3-win improvement, as I mentioned, from a year ago. But it's on to the next round for Wellington. Scott City, though, with 11-11 season, and one of their best starts or best records in 4 years.